This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, thanks for being here this afternoon as we cover things happening around the area. The word out a few days ago, the city of Roseburg to get a brand new outdoor tennis and pickleball facility thanks to a $750,000 state grant won by Roseburg Parks and Recreation, along with an effort to raise matching community funds. And Public Works Director Don Easley and Parks and Recreation Program Manager Val Ligon in to talk about it. Val, I can almost see the excitement in your eyes.
And the wiggling in my chair. I always get excited about this kind of stuff.
Well, this is a big deal for Roseburg. Talk about what this will fund, what all is going to be ultimately there that's not there now.
Well, basically the entire footprint of the outdoor tennis courts as they are now will be completely new. So all new courts, there are 11 courts now. The plan is to replace those 11 courts with 8 tennis courts and 10 pickleball courts. We'll have all new perimeter fencing with a programmable entry lock system, so it'll lock up at night when the parks are closed. accessible entry to get in and out will be much improved. All new seating, all new LED lighting, security cameras.
Some improved drainage. There's been some issues with drainage at the particular court, so there won't be any more standing water. So that will be nice for tennis players on the outside of the season.
And for people especially that maybe don't play tennis, but, you know, everybody drives by there, one of the busiest streets in town. And if someone's lived here for a long time, it may dawn on them at this point that those courts have been there for a very long time.
The first 6 courts were put in 1959, and the second set of 6 courts were constructed in 1969 and 1970. So they're over 50 years old.
And how long are they supposed to last?
25 is the expected life for tennis courts. So that just goes to tell you how well they've been taken care of over the years.
And part of this, of course, is the pickleball aspect of that. Why pickleball?
It is the fastest growing sport in the nation, 5 years in a row. And I think what makes it so exciting for folks is that it doesn't matter your ability level. Most anyone can learn to play pickleball. So young, old, whatever physical abilities you have, you can play the sport.
And how would you describe pickleball?
It's played with a harder ball than tennis, and a smaller court. So it's a little easier, so you're not running quite as much as you would in tennis, and you don't have to be quite as accurate with the flat paddle as you would be with a tennis racket.
And I know that one aspect about pickleball is I'm told it's a little noisier. How do you deal with that?
I think we have the perfect location. We have a busy road right there that kind of is a buffer to any neighborhoods. So I don't think it will be a problem in that location. It's kind of inside the park, tucked away a bit, and we have the road noise that is already there.
So, Val, total project cost, how much were we looking at here?
We're estimating $1.2 to $1.3
million. So where are the other funds coming from?
Umpqua Valley Tennis Center is committed to fundraising the balance of, the match money, which would be 40%, so roughly $500,000. $550,000 to $600,000.
So is that already underway?
It is. It's on their website. They've launched the fundraising campaign. I don't know where it stands at the moment. I tried to get an update on that, but anyway, they've raised $1.7 million back in 2012, I believe, was their last
when they added on to the indoor facilities.
Yeah, so.
So they raised a lot of that money kind of at the end of a recession. So I think they're very successful fundraisers.
And this is a very big grant for the city of Roseburg to receive. What went into that?
A lot of hard work. We started with Umpqua Valley Tennis back in November of 2022, working on, you know, what their concept was, what they were looking to do, and went back and forth and getting some budgetary numbers to know what we'd be asking for, and then Val went to work.
It was a lot of work, but very well worth it. You know, there's always a lot of projects in the park that needs to be done, but the tennis center, I mean, those courts are over 50 years old, and they are the high school tennis courts, the home courts as well. So we're really looking forward to this improvement.
So what kinds of things do you do? I mean, you probably got, I don't even know how many pages of things you probably had to fill out or document or explain.
Yeah, it's quite an application process. I think there were 17 or 18 attachments that you have to include with the written narratives and all of that. So we, like Dawn said, we started working on it last November, October, November, somewhere in there with the tennis center. And the application process started January 1st. Didn't submit it until April, just before April 1st. And it takes that amount of time to come up with all of the everything involved with the application process. And then there was an interview in May where everybody gives their presentation to the grant committee. And then just a couple weeks ago, we finally got the letter saying that we are recipients. So we're very excited.
So is the Parks and Recreation Department in this local government grant program, which is funded by the lottery, are they giving out more money for projects sometimes than they used to?
Yeah, their lottery in this, for this grant, it is lottery funds, like you said. And evidently, it is based on like meeting a certain amount, like in lottery sales funds. So when they, I don't know what the word would be, but they hit this new level. So basically, next year there will be close to $20 million. I think this year was more than normal, and I think they gave out $12 million for this grant cycle.
Well, and I don't follow too closely, but it appears just based on what we're seeing on things that coming out of the pandemic, the sales went ramped back up. Everything got pretty, you know, quiet. They were pulling back things, laying off staff and all of that for a while. But once we got through that 2 or 3 year period, it seems like it's kind of come back pretty aggressively.
Yeah, and I think there might have been a couple years during the pandemic that grants weren't, there weren't grant cycles, so kind of everything shut down.
So talk about the history of the facility. You talked about when it was opened. I mean, when it was open in 59, there's barely a road there.
Right.
Yeah, it started with three outdoor courts at that time, I think.
Yeah, I think, well, it depends on what you read. We've seen three and we've seen six to start with. But yeah, that felt like it was out in the country in the early 70s when I moved into Hewcrest. It felt like we were going out of town to get to our new house. So it's definitely developed over the years, and it's kind of the hub of everything right now.
So Don, you came up from Medford. One of the things there we've seen looking at different types of facilities is just how important it is to work on getting these grants. I mean, there's been so many things in the Rogue Valley that have expanded because of grants and matching funds and situations like that. And cities and other governmental levels have really been working harder and being more aggressive at going after those.
I think that's our plan here in Roseburg. Often we don't have a lot of dedicated funding for the parks. It comes mostly from the general fund. So we really do have to be aggressive with grant funding. And we have amazing community partners. I mean, the Umpqua Valley Tennis Center raising the match funding is really a big deal. And they have continued to do that. When they did their last improvement on the building, the addition, they raised all of the funds. So they have just been great to work with. And I think that is an amazing thing here in Roseburg is how well we have these relationships with community partners.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and talk more about the project, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1, Shannon Sebastian with your cue at 4. Inside Douglas County tomorrow, we're going to talk about kind of an update on the homeless situation in the Navigation Center. Roseburg City Manager Nikki Messenger will be here along with Sean Pritchard, the Executive Director of the United Community Action Network. That is ahead tomorrow. We're talking about another city thing today, though, a $750,000 grant to breathe new life into the outdoor tennis courts and ballots. It's basically for the outdoor part. It's really just starting over, right?
It is. Like I mentioned earlier, everything within the outdoor, the fenced area of the outdoor courts will be completely new.
Now, Don, you were talking about the tennis center organization. Is this kind of a partnership in sort of the city owns this, but you get a nonprofit to operate at this? How common is that?
It's really common here in Roseburg, and it works well, I think, in a smaller community like this that has less funding for parks. You have these community partners, they're able to have their nonprofit, and, you know, they have the tennis club, and people can be part of that in the indoor space, and then we have the outdoor space that is open to the public for a very small fee and free for kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as we've seen as well, we've been following the Ford's Pond project and that development there, and kind of the same thing with a nonprofit that can go out, they can get money some places the city can't, city can get money some places they can't, and together, and of course they are working on a lot of things right now, and in fact, particularly this month with adding a playground, that's transforming that area too, much like this is gonna really, you know, transform that. Now, do you have pictures of what this is going to look like yet?
We have conceptual drawings, and I've got one here. People won't be able to see it, but anyway, I can hand this to you if you're interested in looking at that, if you have any questions. But basically, the Umpqua Valley Tennis Center worked with Cameron McCarthy to come up with a master plan for that area. And they've broken it down into two phases. So we're on phase one, and we're just looking at that outdoor tennis space.
So in what I'm looking at, I see. So you've got the court area, and then the pickleball will be kind of in a new area that I think is grass now?
No, it'll be within, we're not going to move the footprint any larger than it already is.
Okay.
It's just three of the tennis courts will not be striped as tennis courts. Those will be pickleball.
And you said pickleball takes up less space.
Yes. Yeah, it's a much smaller footprint, so you're able to put more courts in the vacated tennis area.
Yeah, you can squeeze four courts into one.
And you mentioned pickleball being so popular for the tennis center folks. This is going to be a bit of a shift for them to add a kind of a new sport into the mix.
Well, they have it indoor right now. This will just be the first outdoor courts. And they do have a couple of courts striped for both tennis and pickleball right now. So there is a bit of an opportunity to play, but it's just really confusing with all the striping on the court to either be playing tennis or pickleball. So it'll be really nice to have the designated outdoor courts.
Yeah. It's like places where you figure out if you're playing soccer or softball.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, and right now there's striping on those two courts for pickleball, but you have to bring your own pickleball net and set it up to play.
Ah, okay. So it's interesting, this pickleball phenomenon. How long has it been around? Any idea?
I think it's been around quite some time. It just became popular in the last 5 to 7 years.
That's interesting. I'll have to look into that a bit more. Now, what about the timeline for this? I mean, this is a big project. It's not done overnight.
Right. We're hoping, we'll be going out and getting some design with an engineer and that process. But we're hoping to actually break ground after the high school tennis season, which would roughly be June, and hopefully we'll be done by October.
That's if everything goes well. Yeah, that's the hope. Our engineering division has done some preliminary work on evaluating the site and looking at utility conflicts and things that might arise. So we've kind of started the process. What really needs to happen next, I think, to keep everything on schedule is to get an engineer to draw some official plans, because we only have the conceptual drawings.
And if you get very far into the fall, obviously it's really hard to make further progress when the weather shifts.
Yeah, correct. I think so. I think it would impact the project. So we'll just have to see where we're at. I think if we can get an engineer design work done so that we have actual plans, I think the process will move fairly quick after that.
So how do you keep track of a project like this when there are so many other things, Val, that you're doing? And you know, how do you? This is a massive project, and yet you have other things to do too.
It is a really big project. Ryan, our public works design project manager, will be overseeing the project from the city's perspective, and he'll be working with the engineer that's building the facility.
And again, just to think about the fact that in just over a year from right now, this could be done.
That's our hope.
It's pretty exciting. And I've decided then I'm going to have to take up pickleball, because I want to understand what the excitement is with this new sport.
I imagine you've probably looked at, you know, seen people play pickleball. I've looked at it a little bit. I still haven't quite figured it out. But clearly, the data shows it's gotten very popular.
Yes.
I've played a couple times, and it is, they say it's kind of a cross between badminton and table tennis, which is pretty accurate.
Okay. So if people want to contribute financially to the Tennis Center's campaign, how do they do that?
I have it.
Okay.
It's umpquavalleytennis.com/improvements. Improvement.
And is there anywhere on the city site that you've got some of these design pictures? Are those out there yet?
I don't believe they're on ours, but on the Umpqua Valley Tennis Center, they do have the conceptual drawings on their website. And if you go to their website, there is a, I have it on those notes over there, but there's a, if you click on outdoor improvement, I think it's, it kind of lines everything out. You can make donations online through PayPal or with a credit or debit card. And of course, they would take cash and checks in the facility there at the Tennis Center.
By the way, the Tennis Center's number is 673-3429. 673-3429 if people want to get involved and help out with that project, because they're certainly going to be working hard to achieve that in a short amount of time. Are there things people ought to know about this project?
Oh.
We're excited to bring it to the community. Anytime we can increase and bring a new outdoor recreation, it's very exciting, because I think it just offering something new that may draw different people to outdoor recreation is important.
And it feels like, as well, coming out of a pandemic, that a lot of people are more interested in being outdoors and doing things.
I really think that is the case. And being that we are bringing a new sport, being able to offer it on dedicated courts was a big draw on the, or got us quite a few points on the application for the grant. So it's really big to bring something new to the community, and it's accessible to everybody. You know, you can get there on bicycle, you can walk. I mean, it's neighborhood, it's just centered right in Stewart Park. So
check out the Tennis Center's website for more information on that. Don Easley and Val Ligon, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.